It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1. Monster Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone. It is a Wednesday once again. And so we are playing older music than you are accustomed to. But it's nice. It's nice to kind of like look back at the music that we once played in our iPods, or Walkmans, or whatever it was, your record players. All right, so today is Wednesday, and we were thinking of doing something mushy, because later on, we could switch moods and start playing you like really sad riot songs. It is a Riot Wednesday. But so today, we are doing the top 10 responses if the love of your life tells you, break na tayo. Okay, so obviously if the love of your life is somebody you're with, then that would be easy for you. Just imagine your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife telling you, break na tayo. And, but if let's say you're not with the love of your life, then maybe like your greatest crush or the one you've always wanted. Imagine yourself in a relationship, then them saying, break na tayo. Okay, just so that you know, you have a something that you can hugot from. So if you haven't been in a relationship with your greatest love or the love of your life, imagine niyo na lang if you were with them and then they go, break na tayo. What would you say? How would you respond? Okay, so like we said, you can key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush in our hashtag for today, break na tayo. All right, so here we go. Maybe we should. Maybe we should start playing some really heartbreaky song. Sometimes I know. Sometimes like a really romantic song can be a heartbreak song. Only because if you're not with them, then a love song is a sad song. All right. So here, let's give you an example. Let's do some NSYNC now. And thinking of you, I drive myself crazy. Mots Radio RX 93.1. Time for the first news bit for today, and it's more details on the breakup news that's been surfacing. That Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart have broken up again. But now it appears that the stories are true, as Pattinson was actually seen moving out of the couple's Los Angeles home over the weekend.
Because the movie's done.
The movie's done. A witness tells Life and Style magazine that the actor showed up early in the morning in a big red pickup truck and was in the house for maybe 30 minutes. The actor even took his two dogs with him, which he left behind when they first split up last summer when Kristen was caught cheating with Snow White and The Huntsman director Rupert Sanders. His dogs have lived with Kristen the whole time, even when she cheated. But now, it's very symbolic that he has taken both dogs. Pop singer Katy Perry is rumored to have played a huge part in the couple split. Last year, she came to Robert's side when Kristen's cheating scandal arose, and she and Robert were spotted together having dinner after the Met Gala in New York City 2 weeks ago, while Kristen attended without a date.
Wow.
See? Now, according to the International Business Times, a source says that Katie created a wedge between the two Twilight Saga stars. And a source told E! News just last Monday that Katie played a huge role as one of the many reasons the couple finally called it quits. Not so much that it's Katie and Robert.
It's Katie and Robert.
It's more of like, you know, the friend who convinces her friend.
Yeah, her friend that just like, you know.
Ditch the girl.
Because you deserve better.
She's bad news or, yeah. You know, so I
But who
guess,
knows? Yeah. Malay Moren.
But, you know, some witnesses, apparently a lot of people saw it. I mean, how could you not see Robert Pattinson moving out of Kristen Stewart's house? But a lot of people were saying there might be more to the story because he looked like someone who was kicked out of the house. And
not somebody who voluntarily left.
Or at least it's not his call. Maybe it's also possible that Kristen has had it with a whole Rob Katie thing. Na parang, look, if you're so in love with your friend, just go to her, live with her.
Or
could
maybe,
be like that.
Or maybe they just got back together for the final movie.
That, you know, that, remember, it's something that people really consider.
Yeah.
It's very possible that they did split up for good, but they just had to, quote unquote, get back together for the movie.
For just a little while.
Because it's done. There's no Twilight 4.
Yeah.
Five.
Well, six.
Eh, ilan ba?
Hindi, six. Kasi it's supposed to be four books, but the fourth movie was split into two parts.
Yeah. So, you know, there is no sequel.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. So they have no reason to, you know.
To stay together.
Yeah.
Aww, that's sad.
I'm not really sad.
Well, I'm kinda.
Why?
I mean, it's Edward and Bella. So, I mean, it's them. How could they not end up together?
The characters end up together.
I know.
Right? Not the actors.
Still.
I'd be more heartbroken, like, let's just say if I don't know, David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston got together in the first place.
Friends.
And then they broke. I'd be so sad. But, like, I don't know.
I just
never really saw the chemistry between.
Or, kunyari, if Jake Gyllenhaal and the late Heath Ledger really got together.
Aye.
Brokeback. Brokeback. So, there. That's our first news bit for this hour. Next hour, we will talk about the latest celebrity besties.
Oh.
It's kind of disturbing the online world a little bit.
Okay.
I will tell you all about it later on, but for now, you're still on the Morning Rush with your Kike Barkada, only here on Summer's Odyssey. Monts Radio RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. So, okay. You know, we did want to play like really mushy songs today to take advantage of the riot Wednesday.
It's just that kind of Wednesday.
That kind of Wednesday. At least in the Monday, diba?
Right? Uh-huh.
So, the top 10 responses. If the love of your life tells you, break na tayo.
Ay.
Of course, if there's somebody in your life you label love of your life,
right,
then this is easy.
Or if you haven't found that love of your life yet, then, you know, think of somebody
your greatest crush.
Your greatest crush or somebody you're really pining over.
Tapos imagine that you are together, your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, and then imagine them telling you, break na tayo.
Para kunwari ikaw, chico, si ano.
Sobrang aga.
Wow, because I was just, you know, I was listening yesterday. I wanted to tweet this, but I thought maybe this is a little too much. But I was listening to the song Thin Line by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Yeah.
Give me a thin line.
Naging John Legend.
And it's so sad.
Really?
Yeah, and I ended up crying.
Oh my God.
Out of a hip hop.
You are an emotional person right now.
Come on. You're an emotional mess.
No naman. Diba, because you're more emotional.
Me?
Not you. Her.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to be more emotional?
I guess.
Okay, I'm just a drama queen.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, we all know that.
Where's the tiara?
I actually don't have emotions.
You don't need to be pregnant for it.
I know, right?
Yeah, but it was like, because at the end of the song, love of my life, he says, love of my
see?
Life. And at the beginning of the song says, you know, they've been having problems. Mm. It's like, you know, we love each other, but all these things, find myself moving out of the house, mm-mm, stuff like that.
Right.
And then at the end, he goes, love of my life, love it. And it's like so sad.
Oh, there, perfect for our top 10.
Tapos it's a rap song, right?
Yep.
So parang stupid love.
At saka madaming possible
not
na
quite.
Ugali mo stinks, para kang stinks. No, ang dami yung paghuhugutan. Because if you're together with the love of your life, then imagine them saying, break na tayo. Pag kunyari naman, you had the love of your life, but you're not together anymore, then all you have to do is go back to
the emotions.
If you've never had your love of your life, then imagine in theory.
Is it weird that I think that it's more painful for the love of my life to cheat on me rather than say, break na tayo?
Yes.
Of course.
I don't think it's weird.
Okay.
I think it's natural.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because when you say, pag break na kayo, parang...
Pwede hindi mo na siya mahal eh.
Oh, tsaka, look, you don't have to live with the cheating.
Yeah.
If you stay with them, you do. And I think that's the hard part.
And the way I see it, kasi parang, it's more of like, at least they had enough decency to like break up with you first before doing something else with other people.
Anyway. Janine Tugonan.
Yeah. No, but seriously, I really don't find fault in her for doing that.
No, she did the right thing.
I'm team Janine.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Let's read some of the entries. Okay. Let's see. Wait, this is the first. Kira Yamato says, okay.
Because what are you going to say?
What are you going to
say?
What are you going to say?
Sometimes it sounds so like cavalier, pero hindi eh. Sometimes you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And if alangan you really namang, love them, alangan namang parang, no, hindi pwede.
Oo.
Diba?
Diba?
Saka, can you really stop people?
You know what? It's weird because some people I know of, like whenever somebody breaks up with them, they actually say, no, hindi ako papayag. Yeah. And it works. It's so weird. I mean, it's like, really?
And they can say it only takes one to break up. Eh. Not like getting together. It takes both of you.
Both parties, yeah.
Ito talaga. One can't say, hindi, tayo pa rin. If the other one already says, hindi, break na tayo. Break na kayo eh.
Kasi
mas
that,
powerful yung breaking up eh.
Kaya lang, remember, if it takes two to break it up, to get back together, it takes one to break it up.
Mm-hmm.
Pero that other person is gonna run around saying, no, she's my girlfriend. He's my boyfriend.
Pero it has less. Kunyari, kayong dalawa, naging kayo.
Yeah.
If Del says, he's still my boyfriend, and then Gina goes, no, break na kami. Parang mas nagtitake precedence yung break na kami.
Yeah, kasi,
nagahabol ka na lang.
Kaya lang, it's just really weird.
Yeah.
Diba? So parang, you don't have a choice eh. When the other one breaks up
with
you,
that's
it. But
yun na nga yung weird, parang sometimes, I think, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think maybe some girls just also want the whole, you know, you should fight for me thing. Cause
yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah.
But even boys do that.
I really know of couples who break up, and then, so the girl goes like, I want to break up already. And then the minute the guy says, no, I'm not going to let this happen. I'm not gonna let you break up.
Well,
with
sometimes
me.
It's
don't.
A test. She tests if you still want it,
you fight for it. Pero diba, there's also the Tagalog term na iniwan ka.
Yeah.
It means you didn't want to break
up.
Iniwan ka against your will. He left.
But diba sabi nga nila, if you really love her, you gotta set her free. And if she returns in kind, I'll know she's mine. And then you tell me, where do I start? Because it's breaking my heart.
And Ilad Villanueva says, sabihin mo kasi, ano bang brand ng rubber shoes ang gusto mo? Huwag ka lang umalis. Jyoti says, well, it's better than that it's not you, it's me-ish.
Right. Mm.
At least break the tie is about as plain as you can.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking too. It's plain, it's simple, it's straight up.
Like, si Satoragi was just saying, dapat daw may role-playing to.
Ay, oo nga.
Sige, go.
Salit-salit kayo.
Kasi kayo naman talaga yung mag-shota.
Hindi, Hindi kasi pwedeng, total, ano ngayon, Riot Wednesday. Marami tayong 90s music. E tayo yung 90s love team.
Oo nga naman.
Pwede rin yun.
Pwedeng kayo yung nag-break at this point eh.
So, for Rene Boy says, oh, bilis, whoever. For Rene Boy.
I'm looking at you.
You have to say break na tayo.
Break na tayo.
Kakausap lang natin.
Para alam mo yung nakakalimot lang siya. Parang sabihin dapat ako sa'yo.
Break na tayo.
Hindi,
kalam. Take two. For Rene Boy says.
Break na tayo.
Sige, ano? Sa pantry tayo?
Break.
Like a coffee break. He says.
Kung office mates kayo ng love of your life. And also, that guy marked X.
Break na tayo.
I-break ko yung legs mo.
Ay.
Mafia.
Very mafia.
Misery. Remember Misery?
Yeah.
See, ano, what's
Kathy
her face?
Bates.
Kathy Bates. And James Caan.
Si James Caan ba yun?
Mm-hmm. It's so fitting that Kathy Bates should have
a role
the last
like
name
that.
Na Bates. Tapos
and a psycho role.
Psycho role niya.
And, okay, Ilad Villanueva. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 responses, if the love of your life tells you, break na tayo, comes from Ilan Villanueva.
Break na tayo.
Sigurado ka. Uh-oh. Malapit na enrollment.
Sige,
dapat pala ako nagsabi.
Actually, dapat ikaw. Sigurado ka, ha?
Malapit na enrollment.
Ay,
nako. Hey, speaking of enrollment, We are announcing the next batch of the Monster Scholars this Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is true.
So that's going to be pretty cool. All right.
Go check it out.
Okay.
Okay. So if you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Break Na Tayo.
And just to put people's mind at ease, yes, Cooper is here.
Yeah.
Because people are like, is Cooper there? Please tell me it's Cooper that I hear.
Yes, there is an yes. actual
There's
human.
There's an actual human child.
Human child in the booth.
All right.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Mox Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. We are doing the top, as you can see, the or as you can hear, the songs are matching.
Yeah.
Like monkeys.
Kiko matching. So it's the top 10 Break Na Tayo. But the full topic is the top 10 responses if the love of your life tells you
Break Na Tayo.
Ay nako.
What?
Ay, wala lang, sad.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, yung, it can't be just somebody breaking up with you. It has to be the love of your life.
Yeah, I wanna know.
I wanna come up with a specific background, like, song.
For today.
For today.
Sige. All right, so you have to, it has to be role playing. Magsalit kayo. So, let's start off with Malyuth. Okay, it has to be Gino. And pretend I'm a girl.
Okay.
That's easy enough.
No, I mean, a real one.
I will try. Girl.
Ano ba?
Girl.
You have to be a real guy.
All right, fine.
It's essential to the entry right. that you're a real guy.
Hey, break na tayo.
I'm delayed.
Oh! Oh my God.
I'm sure it has happened. Diba? Parang, oh my gosh, you break the news now that I'm breaking up with you.
Oh my God.
Or maybe she was parang, gearing up to tell you.
Right.
Tapos nagkataon na unahan mo bilang nakikipag-break ka na.
Sinin yung tugtog.
Patay. But parang ang sexy.
It's confessions.
Hindi ako nalulungkot. Parang natatawa.
No, kasi diba, he got a girl pregnant on the side.
Okay.
He has a girlfriend and then he got another girl pregnant.
Oh, not good.
Which is really what happened to him, right?
Is that why he broke up with the foster
Tamara?
Girl?
Yeah.
Tamara.
If I'm
Tamara.
Not mistaken.
Oh.
No.
It's been nasty. Their divorce has been nasty.
Yeah. Or wasn't he with the girl from TLC?
Chili
ba yung parang lead singer nila? The one with the curly long hair?
Yeah, the older one.
I think he was with her.
Yeah, for a while, diba?
Yeah,
I think so. Uh-huh. Wait, si Chili yung the pretty one. Si T-Boss actually sings more, but she's not the
pretty one.
Oh, she left eye yung the one who died in the plane crash.
The one who died is
car
left
crash,
eye.
Diba?
Yeah, left eye. That's what I said.
You said plane crash.
No, I mean left eye.
Oh, yeah.
She left. So which one?
No, but didn't she die in a car crash?
Uh-uh.
Car crash, ba?
Car crash.
Okay.
So who was he with?
Chili.
Si Chili.
Yeah, the pretty one.
Pretty one. So... Shaka, remember, like, they only started talking to each other when Tamara's son died.
Yeah.
In the ski accident.
Yeah, in the ski accident.
But I think he has also, like, stepkids by Tamara.
Yeah.
That he's actually taking care of.
He is. Yeah. Yeah. That's why he was really heartbroken. Parang anak na niya yung 11-year-old kid. And also, from MASH Plutonium. Okay, somebody has to say, break na tayo.
Break na tayo.
The number you dialed is out of service. pag hindi ka ready, tanggapin, parang...
Pero nag-hello ka na.
Pero sana hindi siya nakikipag-break via phone.
Ayaw nga, no? No, this has to be by phone.
But people do that, eh?
Yeah, they do. Oh. Even text nga, di ba?
Even through Post-it, remember? Sex in the City.
Was it Taylor Swift?
Who said
that one of the Jonas Brothers broke up with her
in
via text?
No, 11-second phone call.
11-second phone call. Oh,
and then she reenacted it on Ellen.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, how awkward. And
so sometimes I kind of feel sorry for her. I mean, you don't know kasi if she's a man-eater or just maybe like a victim of circumstance din talaga. Because the guys din kasi that she dates are really high profile.
Yeah.
Like, you know, John Mayer, the Jonas Brother, the One Direction guy, Taylor Lautner. So who knows? And remember when she broke up with Taylor Lautner, that was the only song where she was the apologetic one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Back to December, diba? Mm-hmm.
So actually, parang, yun lang yung parang breakup na
inamin niya siya yung mali.
Parang nalungkot siya.
I was always skeptical about that relationship.
Taylor, Taylor.
It coincided with another movie.
The two Taylors.
Valentine's Day, diba?
Yeah, tas Valentine's pa, actually.
Parang it sounded like...
No, but I think they were really together. It's just...
They were really together?
Pero that was so cute, no? The, parang two Taylors.
Yeah.
It was always so nice.
And then in the movie, they couldn't keep their hands off each other.
Yeah.
Remember?
And also, let's see here. From Jody.
Break na tayo.
Hi, salamat. Nagka-balls ka rin sabihin.
Yeah. Well, like, sometimes it's hard.
Yeah. And it's tough for girls. Sometimes you a lot of girls feel that even if they want out, it still has to come from
I know.
No, sorry. The other way around pala. The other way around pala.
Guy parang, wants to break up, pero...
He wants the girl to say it first. Kaya parang he tries to make her miserable para sabihin
na lang yan. Ako, I'm miserable.
Ha?
Ako, I'm miserable. I really am.
Why?
I don't know.
You are? Like, for real?
Yeah.
Same here.
I'm miserable.
It's weird. I think it's because we constantly hang out with Chico. You remember I was telling you this the other day? No, I was... I had an
By
actual,
osmosis. You infected us with your misery.
I had a real conversation with him after the show where I was like, you know what? I'm really sad. It's like, I'm never really content anymore. It's like, I'm just waiting.
No, but do you know why you're sad? Because sometimes people feel it, but they don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah. No, I don't. Do you?
Do you?
Why, he's sad?
Uh-huh.
Well, I have theories.
Oh. Let's hear these.
I have theories.
What are the? Can we say these theories?
Okay, fine. Ingat lang kayo.
No, not on air, but I have theories.
Oh, which makes it more juicy.
No, I told you some of them. Some, even meron pang hindi.
Wait, you told me that maybe because I lack sleep.
Well,
that it plays a huge
one
part.
Of them. It could
That's
be
one
a,
of them.
It could be a soup of many reasons.
Partner with your
my
knee.
Injury that I can't do anything. Yeah,
your first among other things.
You are such a bitch.
Sorry if we laugh because we just know Gino.
Yeah. No, but there are other things that, you know. Basta.
I don't know. It's just, feeling ko talaga it's because of you eh.
Me?
Yeah, talaga?
Oh.
That's okay. Not true. Like,
maybe.
Kunyari, you hang out with Alvin, will that make you happy?
I think so.
Happy?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Ang ano mo naman, you have the emotional depth of a teaspoon.
See, this is why I'm sad. This is why I'm miserable. It's because of people like you.
Na parang you're
ever confess things to him.
I know.
No, you know, parang that's it's one of those things na parang
I have a question.
Oh, sige.
Do you think people deserve what they get in love? Not that let's say you're a great person and you get a great partner.
Yes.
But sometimes you're a great person but you settle for something less. You know
I
what I mean?
So. Yeah.
So, would you believe? Do you think that it's true? You deserve what you get
in life and in love.
I don't know. Sometimes I really think it's a lot. It has a lot to do with luck.
With luck.
Yeah. Na parang minsan like you don't deserve this girl, pero sumuerte ka lang. Na parang she was in a. Let's just say she was in. Because I've seen it happen before. Like guys who don't deserve this girl, get her because she was in a bad place and they were at the right time.
But in that right sense, place. He deserves her because he was there at the right place. But when you think about it,
yeah,
it's just that maybe let's say he's a six, she's a 10, but he deserves her because he was right at the spot where she would be.
Eh, paano if there was an 8 also at that right spot, pero nagkataon lang na yung 6 yung nanalo.
That's what I mean. That still don't you still deserve it, diba?
Yung parang you win the lotto, you deserve it by virtue of you won it.
You won it. Parang ganito.
Kasi
parang
it's luck
Yeah,
it's luck pa rin.
Yeah, it's luck. I think it's luck.
Hindi, pero it's another thing to attach deserve with luck.
Kasi deserve, what I mean is, you know, like some people think that they can work for it.
Yeah.
So a bad person who wins the lotto still deserves it.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's, let's face it, he went and bet on that number.
But he doesn't deserve it in the sense that it's a reward.
It's not a moral thing.
Yeah.
It's more like...
Because when you use the word deserve, parang it goes hand in hand with... It's like karma also. Na parang it's good karma. Like if you throw something out there that's good, you get something back. That's good. You know what I mean? That's what I associate
but
with
karma. Also means some a bringer of lesson. So you could be a bad person, but you get a great girl because this great girl is going to teach you how to be a good person. In that sense,
what
that could
that
be karma.
Guy is still not a good person.
Oo nga, pwede rin yan.
Pwede rin,
okay. Parang ang deep nung
no conversation na yun.
Ala! Kasi!
Si Gino eh.
What did I do? It was Delu was like, I'm miserable.
I was just asking you guys were.
I think we're on the same boat.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because
not naman.
I think it's not miserable.
Okay, maybe miserable is too strong a word.
But not great.
Yeah, there's something there.
There's something there that's not...
Oh, because I'm really happy all the time.
We don't believe.
That's a lie.
That's an outright lie. Break na tayo.
Oh, sige. From si Kuwentor. Ito dapat si Del.
Break na tayo.
Why, Del? Porque nagtan lang ako ng konti, ayaw mo na. Kiko Monster says.
Break na tayo.
Is that your final answer? Deal or no deal? Kasi di ba when in love, it is to
it
a
is
degree
a deal.
A deal eh. And from Chelsea.
Break na tayo.
Sige. Gutom na rin ako. Tara, sa tayo kakain.
Parang wala
lang.
Parang wala lang. And ODH says.
Break na tayo.
Okay. So one for the road. And the top response. If the love of your life tells you break na tayo, comes from Camilo.
Camilo says.
Break na tayo.
So, your vows were what?
Because that's different. You don't say break na tayo with a wife or a husband.
Yung parang you vowed, remember? Or kahit kunyari hindi marriage, yung pero nagkaroon ng actual exchange of vows na I will never leave you. Yung, di ba, it's still a vow eh, although it's not like
it's
official,
not legal
official.
Or religious.
You still, nagbitaw ka ng salita that you will never go anywhere. So, I guess that makes it parang... So what were those lies?
That's true.
And you're legally bound.
Exactly. So the top 10 responses, if the love of your life tells you, break na tayo. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag break na tayo.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2. Good morning, guys. It's time for the news here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. Let's do this. Those concerned about Justin Bieber's many public missteps this year likely won't heart his latest Instagram photo, an image in which he's seen bonding with bad boy Chris Brown.
What?
The babyface pop star, 19, posted the photo of himself with his controversial new friend on Tuesday, and in it, the Biebs points at the 24-year-old R&B artist who has his arm draped around Bieber's neck. The caption reads, "See Bieb, what's up?" Although the boyfriend singer has expanded his body art collection this year, he looks like a tattoo lightweight next to Brown, who practically has two sleeves at this point and most of his neck covered. Despite their ink inequality, the guys certainly appear fond of each other. It seems like new Hollywood bromance has blossomed. The Canadian heartthrob's most recent embarrassment was getting booed at Sunday's Billboard Awards. Now, when Bieber went on stage to accept the Milestone Award, the crowd wasn't exactly welcoming, with detractors jeering him loudly from their seats. And his speech did not exactly convert them. Bieber told the crowd that he was not a gimmick, and he declared himself an artist. No surprise, more booing followed, which is what we said.
Yeah, what did you expect?
Yeah.
You were telling the people booing you na, hey, I'm an artist.
Yeah, like,
this is gonna make things a lot worse, so.
I don't know, but this definitely being BFFs with Chris Brown is just
it's
not,
going
not
to help. Gonna help at all.
What is he thinking?
I know.
I have no idea. But that's how it goes. Bromance has blossomed in Hollywood.
my.
It's a bromance.
It's a bromance. And can you imagine the things that they talk about when it comes to girls?
Ay, ay, ay.
Right?
Yikes.
Oh, yes.
And remember, he had a big crush on Rihanna.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the Bieber.
Yeah, the biggest crush. Yeah.
Right. Which is also maybe why he looks up to Chris Brown for having... Yeah, taken.
And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if Chris Brown had a thing for Selena Gomez, too.
Ay,
oh.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Do friends share?
Horrible.
Horrible. Anyway, that's the news. The second one today here on the show. You got CDNG doing Ride Wednesday on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. Of course, we are looking for the top 10 responses if the love of your life tells you, break na tayo. Okay, so let's start off with Cinco Wengtor.
Break na tayo.
Ah, kaya pala yung Facebook status mo is now single.
Nauna ba online? Pa.
Yung parang you couldn't wait to tell everyone. Even before you tell the person most
needs to know it the most.
Yeah. Diba? And also, coming from Midnight Crease.
Break na tayo?
Eh, paano yan? Sino magbabayad ng pre-termination ng postpaid plan mo?
Okay lang, wag na pala.
Kasi diba usually 2 years yan.
Yeah.
Years. Pag shorter than 2 years,
you have to pay.
Ka.
You have to pay.
Parang doble pa nga, diba?
They calculate kasi the amount, the cost of the unit of your cell phone.
And the amount of monthly service fee that you won't be able to pay anymore.
And, okay, from 4 Reneboy.
Break na tayo.
Sa tingin mo, hahabulin kita pag umalis ka. Pwes. Tama ka. Wag mo kong iwan. And also, from Ken Karots.
Break na tayo.
Go. And don't look back as I wither away in solitude.
Hello?
I don't know what to say to that.
Parang I don't want you to see me falling apart.
Isn't that from a song?
Ah, meron mong ganun.
Walk away, don't turn around, something like that.
Uh-oh.
Parang, don't turn around if you wanna see my heart breaking.
Ah,
don't
Ace of
turn
Base.
Around. Yeah.
Ace of Base.
I don't want you seeing me cry.
Sounds like Ace of Base.
Gino.
Why?
Another,
hey, I loved Ace of Base.
Another clue.
I saw the sign. But and, I really did love Ace of Base. Sorry.
And also, Malditang Divine.
Break na tayo.
Sa bagay, parang wala ngang tayo, never ko naramdaman.
Ang sad.
Like you were together, but you never
felt. But you never really felt like you were together.
Like
together.
You were together, together.
Aww. You know, sometimes when I see people na very conventional.
Yeah. Okay.
Hindi, kasi for example, let's say gay people.
Yeah.
They will spend their lifetimes together, but imagine they will never be called, at least by society, the husband
and wife,
and husband.
Or husband and husband.
Husband. Oh. Yeah.
But parang it's kind of it's not fair.
Mm.
Parang what if they're really the love of each other's lives and they just want to be together?
Well,
but
in
the
some
rest
cities.
Of us want. Yes.
In some cities, it
in
works.
Some cities.
In some countries.
But if you're Filipino, kasi, and then your family and friends are here.
Yeah.
Pero siguro if your family friends are okay and they accept you, parang you wouldn't need the rest of the public.
Yeah. No,
always be called partners.
Yeah.
Ang habo lang naman kasi talaga is the legal part.
Yeah.
Like kunyari, you've been together for like 300 years. Okay, fine. 50 years.
I don't think anyone lives up to 300 years.
25 years. And you know, you've built, you know, everything together. Tapos biglang namatay yung isa. Yeah. The one who was left behind has zero rights to the property.
The property.
It'll go to everybody else except...
If I'm not mistaken...
Yun lang naman yung parang, you know, kahit wala na yung the religious part of it, just the
legal.
Who will like literally yung the family of the one who died can kick out the other one from the house if you know that sort of thing.
It's very sad, but
it's very sad.
Even if it's not the inheritance, but if you're in critical condition,
you're not
only
allowed
family,
in the
family.
Yeah.
Only
family is allowed.
And
to
if
go
you're
into.
If you're boyfriend lang, pero you've been boyfriends since I don't know like, 30 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
Since
you're not allowed to go inside.
You're not. You can't even be
that
there.
That is heartbreaking. Yeah. That is heartbreaking. Yeah.
You can't even be there to say that your final goodbye.
Yeah, or just to be there, even if it's not a final goodbye. Yeah. But if there's anyone who should be there, it's the
it
partner.
It should be the partner, yeah.
And also from Sebastian.
Break na tayo?
How fitting. Nagbe-break tayo sa Makati. How appropriate. Parang ugali mo lang.
Makati.
Diba?
Yeah.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 responses, if the love of your life tells you break na tayo, comes from Jyoti.
Jyoti says, break na tayo.
Okay. Hinihingi mo ba ang opinion ko sa statement na yan? O dinesisyonan mo na?
Yeah, is that a unilateral decision?
Are you telling me so we can decide on it? Or you're just informing me? Yeah. FYI, break na tayo.
Because there's a difference eh. There could be like a... Parang, hey,
pag-usapan natin.
I want to break up.
Uh-uh.
Then, it's a parang, diba, no, parang, we don't have to. We can always work on it or whatever. Yeah. But if you're saying, hey, we're breaking up, then it's a completely different
thing. Aray!
Tsaka yung, ano yan? Pinapaalam o pinapaalam?
Pinapaalam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so the top 10 responses, if the love of your life, and it has to be the love of your life,
the one you love the most.
The one you love the most. Is telling you break na tayo, what would you say? Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag break na tayo.
Can we just say happy birthday to Abner Soto?
Happy birthday!
Nice! Enjoy!
And also, let's also say, wait, where is it? There you go. Happy month straight to my brother Mark and to his wife Joan.
Oh, nice.
Happy month straight to you guys. And thanks for tuning in. All right. Well, you already closed it, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
We're ready to count ito, Chico.
What?
We're ready to
okay,
count.
Okay, go.
Isa. Dalawa. Tatlo.
Tinaman.
Child labor. What? You say hello. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Hi.
How are you?
Mama.
He's such a little DJ.
Yeah. No. Huh? You say Monster Radio. Monster Radio.
Well, at least we got the M.
Yeah.
Oh, break na tayo.
All right, so the top 10 for today is, you know, we're matching the music with the topic. So the top 10 responses. If the love of your life tells you,
break na tayo.
All right, but before we get to that, can we just say happy birthday to I Am Wush or Whoosh. That's coming from ako si Vinsama. So happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
All right.
That's it? One lang?
Okay. Well, okay. We can. All right. Hello to Coco Hernandez who says hello to the one he loves via the podcast. Can't wait to see you. Happy anniversary to me and my job. That's coming from Coco Hernandez.
Hello to Dan Easy to See. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Also, Mayap Aabak.
Aabak.
JM Torado just saying good morning. They're all on their way to Boracay.
Hey,
wow.
Inget, Andaya.
You know, everyone's just saying they just love the songs.
Of course.
Even if it's heartbreaking.
Who doesn't?
And even because if you're not really going through anything, sometimes it's just nice to listen to it. You know, just...
Makikiya ka lang. Hindi ka naman malungkot. Makikiya ka lang.
Makikiya ka lang. Tamang maalala mo lang yung mga nakaraan.
Yung mga ibinaon mo na sa lupa pero lumabas ulit na parang zombie.
Oo. Kasi minsan pag binabaon mo, lumalabas eh.
Oo.
Diba? Parang kahit
yung mga heartbreak, parang zombie yan. Lalabas. Tapos parang worse than before.
Tapos minsan tatama rin naman. Papasok na naman sila.
At saka ang memories, parang ano yan eh. Parang kumbaga sa zombie ngayon, if you use that metaphor, it's kind of like the original but not quite.
Yeah.
Parang a bizarro version of it.
A dead version.
So sometimes we remember what happened in the past, pero it's a bizarro version. Kasi matagal na eh, tapos na yun eh, pero binubuhay mo pa rin pilit.
Yeah, I hardly I hardly remember the past.
Yeah.
But I'm still lost in the present.
Oh.
But lalim.
Ah, lalim. Tapos wala kang interest sa future.
Uh-oh, I'm not. Ay. Well, yeah.
Nax.
What the?
Diba?
Parang what is happening?
Naka-emo yung mga hosts.
We don't know.
Diba, no?
Sorry, may pinagdadaanan lang.
Dapat may mga ano, may mga cryptic tweets tayo to go with.
With the days,
yung angst natin today.
Let's do it.
Hey, also, quick hello to Ivan Borlongan, who just says hello to all the security bankers and all the morning rushers. So, good morning.
Okay.
Good morning.
Listening from Lawag.
Wow.
Oh. You know, he's been shuttling back and forth because he was in Puerto Princesa over the weekend. We saw each other.
Oh, wow.
And then now he's in Lawag. Wow.
Okay, so here we go. Let's do it. The top 10. Break na tayo. Let's start off with OMGN.
Break na tayo.
Choppy ka, choppy. Tapos sabay iyak habang binababa ang telepono. Because you did hear it. You're just saying choppy ka, but you didn't want
to... You don't want to acknowledge that you heard it.
No.
But you did.
Saan gusto ko yung choppy ka, choppy ka.
Choppy
ka, choppy ka.
Avria Chocolat says... I thought, Gino, you're going to say it, pero ako, I'm a girl. A real girl.
Okay. Break na tayo.
Thank you for leaving me a souvenir. You can see him after 9 months.
Oh.
Ito, Camilo. From, ito naman, Del, you have to be the one to say it. Pretend I'm a boy.
Are you?
A real one.
A real one.
Because right now, not so sure.
Break na tayo.
Sobra naman to. Para sinukat ko lang yung heels mo.
Siyempre, pagka ganon.
Di ba?
No, but I thought about it. What if your boyfriend ends up as a transvestite? I mean, not gay.
Yeah.
But there are guys who just like wearing women's clothes.
But they're still straight.
They're still straight. I mean, they made a documentary of it. They're married to women. They have kids.
Parang
Tu
Wong Fu.
Tu Wong Fu. No, but they're gay.
They were.
They were gay.
Wong Fu with love.
As in literally straight sila.
They just like dressing up, whether it's underwear or the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Or shoes.
Sorry, what was that movie with the one with Elrond? Hugo Weaving.
Ah, that's still, ano, that's still, they're still gay. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
With, ano, Guy Pearce.
Yeah.
What was that guy?
Guy Pearce, Elrond, and Terrence Stamp.
Who's Terrence Stamp?
The villains. Oh my gosh, you know him. You know him. Terrence Stamp, as in.
What was so weird was seeing Wesley Snipes in drag.
Yeah,
actually,
nothing gets weirder than that.
Priscilla was way better than
Tu Wong Fu.
It was way funnier. Fortunato says,
"Break na tayo."
Kailangan i-tweet. Like if you break up via Twitter, I'm sure that happens now.
Yeah.
Imagine mo via Twitter.
But that's so ano, because all of your followers will see.
Exactly. Fat Kid Inside says, this has to be ano, I think this has to be a guy.
Okay.
Or Gino.
Ako na lang.
Okay. Actually, that makes more sense.
Go.
Break na tayo.
Ah, okay. Sige. Alis na ako ha, kasi kailangan ko pa itong ikwento sa tatay kong pulis.
Patay ka
na. Or worse, army.
Diba?
Sundalo pala.
Mash Plutonium says, ito, this has to be you, Del, because it's a very girl thing.
Okay. Break na tayo.
Nako, nagbasa ka na naman ng horoscope, no?
Kasi na parang, diba? Yeah.
Because sometimes there are people who base their
decisions on it.
Ako naman, I don't base my decisions, but my mood is dictated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what?
It's dictated.
Okay.
The mood.
The mood
is dictated.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. It goes together.
Exactly. Goes hand in hand.
Hopefully.
Hand in hand.
Grabe kayo.
Unless you have a disease.
What kind of disease?
Foot and mouth.
Ay,
what? I think if you're sick already, diba, nothing that the horoscope tells you can change
can
your
change
mind.
Can change that. Mm-hmm. That guy marked X says,
break na tayo.
Well. Nakabiktima ka na naman.
Who do you think you are? Turning around, leaving scars.
Yeah.
Collecting your jar of hearts.
Nickel says,
break na tayo.
Bakit? Hindi ko naman binubuksan yung Facebook mo tapos dinidelete ko lahat ng mga kaibigan mong nandun, ha? lahat ng mga mini-message mo.
I wonder if anyone actually does that.
I know. Remember somebody sent us an entry before?
Mm-hmm.
There's this girl who knows the password of her boyfriend. Tapos ginagawa niya, ina-unfriend niya lahat ng nakikita niyang babae na mini-message ng boyfriend niya.
Oh, wow.
Without his knowledge.
That's horrible. Mm.
You know what I don't like about that? Okay, that in itself is horrible if you have a girlfriend who does that, right?
Mm.
But for the girlfriend, can you imagine living your life under that fear?
Yeah.
And every day you have to worry about it?
Para kang nagpa-patrol.
Oh, oh.
You're monitoring. Okay, there's another girl. I have to delete this one.
Tsaka for the rest watching. Of your life.
And yeah.
Hello. Oh, you can do that now because it's just Facebook. But what does he do outside of the home?
You know what I mean? Diba? And the top response. If the love of your life tells you break na tayo, comes from Sig Coengtor.
Sig Coengtor says,
break na tayo.
Okay, fine. Panoorin mo na lang yung press con ko later.
Oh, may ganon.
Oh, meron ganon.
You know how
some people have the power to do that.
Yeah.
I've heard people say they don't want to go out with someone who is in sales because they're good at convincing.
Yes.
Or someone who's a lawyer because they can argue well.
They're good at arguing, yeah.
And actors because they can act.
Yeah.
Oh, that is true.
And they have the public.
They have the, yeah.
You know.
Achaka, they have access to something that you don't have access to.
Which is the public. Yes, the public opinion.
All right. Okay.
All right, so the top 10 for today, responses. If the love of your life tells you, break na tayo. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Break na tayo.
All right, hey, can we just say hello to, where was that? I hate it when it happens. It just disappears.
Love sometimes.
Oh, yeah, parang bigla na lang nawawala. Hindi mo na namamalayan.
Oh.
Alam mo, your eye is on it one moment and then the next thing you know, lingon ka somewhere else. By the time you look back, wala.
Paano kung namalikmata ka lang pala, wala palang pag-ibig?
Wala na bang pag-ibig?
Wala na, wala na.
Sa puso mo.
Wala
na.
What's that song?
Yung ano,
Jaya? Dati mo na kailangan ng pagdating ng dati. Walang hanggan. You don't know that song?
I don't know.
No, he knows it. He just doesn't remember it now.
Or baka I need to hear the instruments.
Kasi you're not, I'm not singing it the right way. Wala na bang?
Wala
na
bang pag-ibig sa puso mo? Hati mo na kahilangan. Ganun ba?
Medyo nga.
Medyo, di ba? Oh, now you know it. Now you know the song.
I kind of know it, yeah.
Anyway. Hey, quick hello to the AUB Human Resources, Mickey and Menchu. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Can we just say hello to Irene, who's
hello.
Saying...
Hi, good morning.
Is it just me, or parang the songs are really sad?
It's really sad.
It's really sad.
It's really sad.
Yeah, because our topic is break na tayo, there is a way to, you know... feel it more with the music. But I'm a match naman.
Just so it sort of like goes hand in hand.
Exactly.
Right. Good morning.
Good morning. Also, a quick hello to Enzo Ronquillo, who's also tuned
in.
Hey,
hello,
and
Enzo.
What's up, Enzo?
Cat Arrow.
Yeah. Hey, Cat.
Hi, Cat. We miss you.
And also, a quick hello to Tina Mendoza, who's also tuned in. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, Part 3.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
RX 93.1, and here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. The top 10 responses. If the love of your life tells you, break na tayo.
Ay.
Diba?
Sige, tol.
Sound like Batman.
Kaya nga, break na tayo.
Dude. Bakit, pare?
Kasi, mas type ko na si Robin.
Ay. Medyo cutesy patutsi nga naman siya.
Oo nga, lalo na pag naka-short siya.
Has he ever?
Yeah.
Tsaka si Robin naka, ano,
si Robin naka-brief lang talaga.
At least si Batman may tights eh, diba?
Oh,
si Robin
God.
Hindi, bare legs.
And did you see in the new Superman, his briefs aren't outside of his pants na?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They changed it na.
Okay.
Okay, so let's do the top 10 responses if the love of your life tells you break na tayo. Let's start off with Camilo.
Break na tayo?
Ikaw na nga ang nangaliwa. Ikaw pa ang may ganang sabihin niya. Pero kasi baka nga it's the decent thing to do.
Kasi nandadaya na siya.
Oh, he wants to be free and play around.
And, although, pero parang minsan kasi, di ba, parang because you're the one who got cheated on, you feel like you're the one
who's... Dapat ikaw. Oh, yeah. Na parang, tsaka parang, if I deemed us worth fighting for, ikaw pa yung mag-give up. Miko Loco says,
break na tayo.
Sige. Hintayin mo na lang yung scandal mo sa Quiapo.
Patay!
Uh-oh!
See, this is why you should never film anything.
Oh, yes.
Because even if you think that you guys are... will end up together. Ko ang kasal nga nagbe-break eh. Kayo pa kaya.
Yeah.
And even the nicest guys, once they're hurt, if they're not really, you know,
happy with the outcome.
Yeah. Kasi sometimes...
Or even the nicest girls.
Yeah, the nicest girls will do the worst things.
Yeah. So just don't. What?
What a jabberwocky this one.
What's he saying?
What is it?
He's looking at dolphin pictures.
Okay.
And from Tagofabic.
Break na tayo?
Ayos ka rin, ha? Nagpalibre ka muna ng buffet bago mo sabihin niya.
Tapos alam mo yung super expensive.
Di ba? Alam mo yung parang, may kakwento ako sa'yo. Halika, buffet tayo. Tapos nagpalibre sa'yo.
Mm-mm.
Where's the dolphin? And then, tapos biglang, after the buffet, nagbayad ka na ng bill. Tsaka niya
sasabihin na break na tayo.
Actually, hinintay niya muna naglagay ka ng tip.
Oo. Para wala talaga. Covered
talaga
lahat.
Wala talaga.
Or nagpatid muna sa bahay.
Right.
At saka lalo na if it's that kind of relationship na isa lagi yung nagbabayad.
Babaya.
Merong talaga sustainer and may sustainee.
Yep.
And also, from Camilo.
Break na tayo.
I'm sorry, you are.
Oh.
Wow.
And
yung parang inuunahan mo na.
From Mrs. Bond. Ito kailangan ikaw, Gino.
Okay. Break na tayo.
So, lalabas ka na sa closet?
Kasi sometimes that's the precursor of a coming out is, you know, you break up with
your
girlfriend.
You break up with your current girlfriend because you know for a fact that you're gay.
Yeah, and you've decided that, I'm sorry, I can't do this.
Yeah. And also from the James Harold.
Break na tayo.
Sorry, may pre-termination fee tayo, 12,000.
Wow!
As in, kumbaga sa phone meron ganun. Sa relationship,
meron din.
Pag nakipag-break ka before 2 years, may pre-termination.
In some marriage contracts, yeah. I think you can have that.
What?
Na parang, if you break up with a person before the specified time,
yeah,
the person gets your assets or something like that. Parang, well, not all of it.
Really?
Well, in kay Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
She was going to get a minimum, like, if she stays with him for 5 years, she gets this amount.
Yeah.
And then for every child and for every year that she stays with him,
she gets more.
This is what she gets. Yeah. In addition.
Uh-oh.
Okay, that's a lot.
No, it's not about, it's not just about the money.
It's tough when you quantify.
Pero kasi it's not just about the money with them, man. Remember, when you have a child and you're an actress,
it takes away,
you're out, you're
it takes away working hours, working months for you.
Yeah, worth millions.
But you know how it feels na parang you just quantified love?
Yeah.
Or the time you've spent together, parang it feels so...
It's so cold. It's so...
It feels, removes all the romantic aspect.
But
of
that's
love.
Just how it is.
That's how it is. Kasi at the end of a breakup, you need to be practical.
Yeah. Tsaka kawawa naman si Catherine Zeta-Jones. Like, let's just say,
if
that is true.
8 years from now, they broke up and then she doesn't get anything.
Yeah, and she has nothing to her name.
And she has to take care of the kids and parang...
Pero still, like you said, it's still unfeeling and it's too practical to be loved.
Yeah.
Pero remember, like, we did news on Brittany Murphy? No, not Brittany Murphy.
Spears?
Brittany Fierce?
Brittany Fierce!
No. Brittany and Morrison girl. The Brittany in Glee.
In Glee.
And she's pregnant, right?
Yeah.
With her boyfriend. And she said, you know, she would skip the career in a heartbeat.
Just for the family.
He's
Heather
worth
Morrison.
More. There, yeah. Morrison, Heather.
Okay.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 responses, If the Love of Your Life Tells You Break Na Tayo, comes from Chenong.
Chenong says,
this is a little heartbreaking.
Break Na Tayo?
Okay, okay, sorry. I'm a girl, okay? Mm. But I kind of sound like my mom.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Basta, that's the ano. So,
okay.
So you say it.
Break Na Tayo?
Over the phone to. Dad?
Oh! Your dad was breaking up with your mom, uh-oh, but he thought it, you were your mom.
Yeah, because you sound alike on the phone. Di ba maraming ganun?
Yeah.
Pag yung daughter ka, boss.
Heather yeah. Morris pala, not Morrison.
Heather Morris? Uh-huh. Heather Morris.
So, di ba?
Wow. And then you hear it.
Tapos you heard it even before the mom.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Ang sad. Oh my gosh, that just killed me.
All right.
Okay, so the top 10 responses, if the love of your life tells you,
break na tayo. Kailangan parang Batman lang.
Bahala na si Batman after a breakup.
Wonder Woman, break na tayo.
Choss.
So if you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag break na tayo.
Hey, quick what's up to Doc Carlo and to Kame. They're both tuned in. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
All right, continuing on with the sadness of Wednesday. Here's something from 98 Degrees. A song called Invisible Man. If you guys have any requests, send it over. Hashtag RX requests. As simple as that.
Has to be depressing.
Indeed.
Monster Ready, RX 93.1. Wala. Hindi ako affected sa kantang.
Ako rin?
Hindi daw siya affected sa kantang to. Alam mo na bakit?
Bakit?
Alam ko
type yung lyrics.
I know exactly why.
Bakit, Chico? Please explain.
Wala. Hindi ako maka-identify.
Meron ba tayong kailangan palitan sa title?
Because I can relate to it. Del can't relate to it. Right?
We don't, well.
Can you?
Well, no, we don't
can't,
know.
We don't
no,
know.
Ikaw, Chico.
Ikaw.
Hindi masyado.
Can you relate to
ibang mga Michael Jackson song siguro yung
right.
The Boy Is Mine.
Yung Beat It.
Ay, nako. As usual.
Hindi, kasi it's about gang war.
Gang war?
Yeah, didn't you see that where they tied, you know, their hands to each other and then they had like a knife fight slap?
It's a dance.
Yeah, boys dancing with each other.
Playing with knives.
Diba?
Nako, Gino, don't.
The dagger ran.
Don't.
The dagger ran.
Because they didn't even have a sword. If it was a sword, then it would have been a sword-sordan.
Or a sword.
Sword.
Sword-dan. Anyway. What do you want from me?
Nothing.
Hey, no, let's announce the winners.
Can I just say this? People are just, you know, sounding off on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Kanya-kanya sila na reaction. Mr. Vader says, ganyan ba talaga kayo? Kanina pa ako na napupuwing. And then one more, can I just read this?
Yeah.
I am Jandy says, to all the MRT passengers listening to The Morning Rush, lumayo po kayo sariles, please.
Diba?
So cute.
Eto, si I am Mrs. Bado sa say, crying while folding the clothes. Feeling nag-iimpake lang.
Pala
bagong
laba.
Nagpe-pretend.
Okay.
All right, well, it'll keep on coming all the way until the end of the show.
You know, Gina wanted to make the last hour pretty happy, but Chico said no. Bring out the big guns.
And this akin kasi, bring it home.
Yeah.
Bring it home.
I'll bring you
it
home.
Ay.
Oh, hindi na heartbreak yun.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Hey. No!
Uh-huh.
I hate it when that happens.
Me too. Dibala.
It's okay.
Most likely, you know.
It still works.
Hey, can we just say hello to Irene? I don't know if I can read this. Can I read this?
What?
She might kill me.
What?
And then because of all the emo, sabi lang niya. What's that? That one hit the bullseye for me.
No.
Kaya talaga. And
nuts.
Then, you know, people are just thinking of when they were hurt.
Yeah.
And how they're so much better now.
Yeah.
Or if you're in it, parang feeling mo...
You're in it to win it.
Wow, TV show, ah. Wala lang. It's cathartic.
It is.
But we aren't gonna stop yet.
Not yet.
It's only 9.
I want to push it nga till 11 eh.
Wow.
Pero feeling ko overtime na tayo.
Overtime.
But anyway, can we just say a quick hello to Liz, to Chrissy, to LA, to Jam, to Jokid, Carla, Nikki. They're here in the booth or are they not? They're here? Okay, they're here. They're here in the booth and they're also saying hello to Jaja, to Rafi, and to JC. Yeah, all right. There you go.
Yes, and here we go.
He's on the phone. What is he doing?
What?
Chico's on the phone.
Chico's on the phone. With He's... who, pray tell?
Well, what are you making a call
for? Okay, here
for?
We go, here we go.
Why?
It's really important. No, I need to...
What do you need?
Basta.
Love?
No, basta. Later.
This is fishy.
No, I need to... Dollars.
Why? Where are
dollars.
You? Hello, hello, dollars.
Okay, here we go, here we go.
The top 10. Dollars sa akin yan, no?
The top 10 responses. If the love of your life tells you, break na tayo.
All right.
Okay, let's start off with Avria Chocolate.
Break na tayo?
You get your phone and then you go, hello, Cherry. May pasasampal ako sa'yo.
You know what's funny? Most of the break na tayo entries are funny.
All right.
It's not sad.
It's not sad.
Yeah.
Very few are sad.
Very few are like genuinely sad.
Madison Camille says,
break na tayo.
Why am I the one always packing up my stuff?
Hey, that's like another suitcase on down another hall.
Yeah.
From
Evita.
Evita. Mm. Because she's always packing her bags.
Yeah.
She's constantly packing.
Mm-mm. Diba? Ilad Villanueva says,
break na tayo.
Hala, 5 hours pa lang tayo mag-order.
Ang bilis.
Ang bilis naman.
But that happens.
OMG says,
break na tayo.
Nagjo-joke ka ba? Kasi hindi nakakatawa.
Yeah.
Shrub75 says, Shrub75.
Break na tayo.
Exactly what I needed to hear from you. Kasi pagod na rin ako. Tara, yossi tayo sa labas. Mm. Yung parang, it's done.
Yeah,
let's just...
And you know how sometimes you both know what's coming.
Yeah.
But you're just waiting for it to happen.
Tapos yung parang wala na, okay. Tara, chill na lang tayo.
Gets na rin eh. Parang kumbaga, it's really bound to happen.
I hate this topic. It's not
It's very, ano, I hate this part right here.
Yun.
Yeah, I love that song.
Oh, Kylie, gayahan mo. Kailangan ang deliver. Sino magsasabi?
Ako na.
Oh, you have to say it slow. As in like yung break na tayo. Mabagal ah, okay. Go. From Kylie, gayahan mo.
Break.
Hep! Uunahan kita. Break na tayo.
Okay.
Okay.
Parang yung mga I quit.
Diba? Ayaw lang niya maunahan.
I quit. I quit. I resign.
No, you're fired.
No, I quit.
From Lucky.
Break na tayo.
You know what? Now you're just somebody that I used to know. Somebody.
Meron pang trailing off.
Somebody. It's not enough. Eh. Kailangan break up. Merong...
Now you're just somebody that I used to know. Somebody.
Black Shopaw says,
break na tayo.
Kit ka tang peg.
Ayaw nga, no? Take a break.
Ilad Villanueva says,
break na tayo.
Go. Shut the door. It's time for me to sandal sa pader. Slide down. And cry quietly. Kinuwento pa
kinuwento talaga. Para may
blow
narrative.
Blow
para at least alam mo that, you know, there's a dramatic scene that you will not see. So I need you to know that it's going to
that
happen.
That you will know about, but you
will
know
about
see.
It. You won't see it. Jep Spotted says,
break na tayo.
Please, not today. May shoot ako later for my billboard.
No. Yeah. Pero tomorrow, okay na.
From Shivana.
Break na tayo.
Magsama kayo ng masahista mong Jeje at may anghit.
Oh.
Can we say hello to Melski who says, bawal umiyak mag-isa sa bus, guys.
Hi, Melski.
Hindi ka naman mag-isa. Kasama mo ibang pasahero.
Marami naman
iba dyan
eh.
Ito, the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 responses, if the love of your life tells you break na tayo, comes from two people. First, Boxers ni Juanito.
Boxers ni Juanito says, break na tayo.
Hindi ganito ah.
Oh.
Hmm. Oh, sige, go.
Break na tayo.
Bakit? Dahil lang I'm not as white as snow, break na agad. Magsama kayo ng Nebraskan kernels mo.
Nebraskan kernels.
Ito pa, isa pa. Para sa'yo din to kasi. Pero, I have to be Del.
Okay.
Okay? Kasi,
the question is,
kasi yung punchline,
who am I?
You tell us. Oh, sige.
Do you really want me to answer that question?
Pero ang sagot mo ano ha? Ang sagot mo... I'll say something, you'll say, what do you mean?
Pwede ito na lang, 90s love team peg nyo. Kunwari, siya si Del.
You cannot break be. Up tsaka, if you haven't been together.
Tsaka hindi pwedeng 90s love team.
Okay.
Merong ano yung entry.
Okay, fine.
So basta ang sagot mo, what do you mean?
So ano pangalan ko?
Basta. Oh, sige, from Dine Girl. break na tayo.
Why? What do you mean?
Talaga ito.
What?
Nag-improv.
Wala pang 30 seconds.
Improv.
30 seconds. What do you mean? Okay. Dine girl says, break na tayo.
What do you mean?
Ay, shucks. English nga pala dapat. Let's break up.
As long as it's for Del.
Thanks, guys.
Nga pala, English dapat.
I love you guys.
The top 10 responses. If the love of your life tells you break na tayo, one final
look, batch. This is not a common goodbye. It's not a garden variety goodbye. It's the love of your life. Yeah. Saying no more.
All right. So if you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Break Na Tayo.
Hey, can we just say hello to Ariana and to Dave? They're both tuned in.
Hi.
Hello.
Morning. And
good morning.
Morning.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Hey, hey, hey.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Final Top 10 for today. Grabe. So many. Actually, most of the entries are not entries. They're like...
Comments
on the playlist.
As in...
Also, hello to Asnalar and hello to Asnalar and to Jed Edrick. They both messaged me on Facebook just now. Hello to you guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
Si Cherya was just saying, yung iba nasa tindahan na ni Aling Nena, bumibili ng blade. And si Chenong goes like, na out of stock na yata.
Grabe naman yun. Okay, here we go. Let's read off some of the final entries to the top 10 responses. If the love of your life tells you,
Break na tayo.
All right. Let's start off with Madison Camille.
Break na tayo.
If you po.
Pero polite.
If you po. Camila says.
Break na tayo.
Well, this was inevitable. And one more from Camila.
Break na tayo.
I guess love doesn't conquer all.
Dime
girl says.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it doesn't naman talaga.
Baka may lack of love. Oh wait, does you don't think that love conquers all, or you don't think
ako,
that,
not
don't
all think so. Loves.
Not all.
Yeah.
Not all.
Dine girl says.
Break na tayo.
You know what? You know what's funny? That's the most sincere I've ever seen you.
Oh, that's so sad.
Na parang not when you said I love you.
Only at the moment that it's supposed to end is
that's when
sincere. The sincerity comes out.
Ilad Villanueva says.
Break na tayo.
Bakit? May bago na bang nag-check-in between your legs?
Okay!
Pero
okay.
Nag-foursquare muna.
Jep Spotted says,
break na tayo.
So, how do we tell our fans?
Kasi ano,
there is such a thing, diba?
Like your first news break.
Exactly. Maximo says,
break na tayo.
Bakit? May nakita ka na bang ibang huhututin? Huhututan?
Huh?
To mooch off of.
Yeah. Trewaldo says,
break na tayo.
Haruken!
What?
Sa Street Fighter.
But I imagine like a really sincere conversation between you and the one you think is the one.
Right.
Break na tayo. Haruken!
Wala ka nang magawa eh. Parang yun na lang. Jep Spotted says,
break na tayo.
Wait, review ko lang yung kontrata natin. And the top response, if the love of your life tells you break na tayo, comes from Enaira.
Enaira says,
break na tayo.
Someday, someone will thank you for letting me go.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, that's the hope.
Kasi either that or wala. Basura ka na lang talaga.
Or you'll die alone.
Yeah.
A horrible lonely death.
Tayo.
Pagsisisihan mo rin yan.
Hindi, dapat may ano. You say,
break na tayo.
Pagsisisihan mo rin yan.
Pasige. Shoot.
Okay, fine. That's actually not something I would actually say if somebody told me, break na tayo.
Maybe you'll think it, but that's not what you would
say. Okay, sige, ako.
Si Gino dapat.
Si Gino. Talaga kailangan si Gino.
Chico, break na tayo.
No.
lalaban siya, lalaban.
Ah, sige, ask me again.
Chico.
Eh, Chico.
Nakipag-break
sa sarili. Sa sarili. Break na tayo.
If that's what you really want.
Ay, ako hindi. I don't care.
Because you're selfish, eh.
We are not breaking up.
Kasi parang for me, like, if it's really what you want, if you had that in your mind in the first place, then who am I to tell you what you're supposed to do?
Ah, wala. Doing? Selfish ko selfish. No. You're not going anywhere.
Break na tayo, Del. Oh, wait.
Let's
Delamar.
Break
up. Delamar. 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 We're breaking up.
talagang may accent.
Ano masasabihin ko?
Delamar, we're breaking up.
Okay.
Ramdam eh, no?
Grabe.
Even with just that, you kind of feel it already.
Oh, gotta be a queen.
Ito from Lisa G. Sige, break na tayo.
Chico. Break na tayo.
So, who's the lucky bitch?
Oh
my gosh.
All right.
Okay.
We gotta go.
So that's it?
Yeah.
All right.
Good job to those of you who are still alive.
I hated it. I hated this topic. Hated it.
All right. Stick around for a drive-thru coming up next. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.